Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing in Perek Dalet of Masechta Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about another case where we have to do something similar to what we described in the last Mishnah, where you deconsecrate something in order to reconsecrate something. So if a person is makdish his nechasim without saying what type of kedusha they should have, we always assume that it's kachet bet kabayis, and the such things can't be brought on the mizbeach. But if something is ro'i l'mizbeach, and you were makdish for Bet HaKabayis, then the people who run the Bet HaKabayis fund have to do something to make sure that it will be brought on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah talks about what they would do. So makdish nechasov, a person is makdish everything that he owns, let's say, and he doesn't say what it's for. So we assume that it's Bet HaKabayis. Vayiben dvarim ru'in l'kabana sibur, but among the various things that he owns, he might own spices that are right for the ketores, or animals that are right for the Mizbeach, something like that. So what do? You nasan lumen b'schar, and you take those ketores spices, you give them to the craftsman to pay them, and by giving them to the craftsman, it's now become chulin, the money becomes chulin, then they would buy it back from the craftsman using truma funds, and therefore they'd be able to use it for the mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is Rabbi Akiva's shita. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, when you have something that was made kadosh lebet kabayis, you could remove the kedusha just by using it as wages for the people who work for the Beis HaMikdash. That's different than what we had in the last Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, no, first pay the craftsman with money from the Truma Fund, and then use that money to redeem the Ketores. So, Omer lo Ben Azai, so Ben Azai says, Eina hi amida. That's not the same thing that we spoke about in the last Mishnah. Elamar frishin mein schar umnin. So Ben Azai said, no, you have to follow the same protocols that we did in the last Mishnah. Take money from the Truma Fund, use that to pay the schar umnin, and that will make that money chulin. Then you'll deconsecrate the ketores that's in this guy's stuff that he gave to the Beis HaMikdash on that chulin money, meaning they'll buy it with that chulin money, and you'll pay the umnin with this ketores, and then you'll buy back the ketores from those umnin using the truma chadasha. So that would be the way to go, instead of just doing it directly, like Rabbi Akiva had suggested, of just giving the ketores to the umnin as their schar. Now, Mishnah Zayin, we learned that when a person is makdish something without saying what it's for, then it goes lebet kabayis. So the Mishnah talks about what should you do with animals that are ro'i l'mizbeach, that the guy was just makdish. So in the last Mishnah we spoke about ketores. What do you do with animals? So makdish nechasim vayis ben behem ru'i l'gabi mizbeach. Let's say a person is makdish his nechasim, and among his nechasim is a behema that could be used as a korban. Zecharim u'kevos, male animals, female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't bring it on the mizbeach because the way they are, because right now they don't have kedusha mizbeach; they only have kedusha bet kabayis. So zecharim yimachru l'tzarchei olos. They take those male animals which could be used for an ola, and they should sell them to people who need a carbon ola. When a kevus yimachru l'tzarchei zevchi shlamim, and they should sell the female animals for people who need a carbon shlamim. Udmein yiplum shar nechasim lebet kabayis, and the money that they get from the proceeds of that sale should go to bet kabayis. So that way, the animals themselves are going to be brought in the mizbeach, but the value that Bedek HaBayis owns is exactly what it was. So when someone is makdish all of his nechasim without saying what they're for, we assume even the animals that could be brought on the mizbeach only have kachay bedek habayis, so they have to go through this process. But Rabbi Shua Omer, zecharim atzman yukravu olos. No, we assume if he's makdish kol nechasav, and among those nechasim there are animals that are right from the mizbeach, he's being makdish those animals with kachay mizbeach. So just bring them as korbanos. But the female animals, they should be sold for people who need shlamim. V'yavi b'dmein olos, and then with that money that's paid for them, you should bring carbonola that's completely burnt on the mizbeach. Everything else will go lebet kabayis, because we assume that even if you didn't say what it's for, it's meant that to have kachay mizbeach. So things that are not rotway for the mizbeach only have katshe bet gabayis, but animals are roi l'mizbeach, and the males can be brought as korbanos ola as they are. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, roa anias divrei Rabbi Eliezer mi divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Eliezer is more correct than Rabbi Yeshua. Shar Rabbi Eliezer hishves midaso. At least Rabbi Eliezer is consistent, meaning the owner said one statement that I'm being maktish my nechasim. So Rabbi Eliezer understood that that means everything is for bedek habayis, those things that are roi for the mizbech, those that are not roi for the mizbech. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua chalak. Rabbi Yeshua says when the guy says I'm being maktish everything I own, some of the stuff becomes kache bedek habayis, some of the stuff becomes kache mizbech. So that's a less acceptable opinion because he only made one statement. Why would one statement mean different types of kedusha? So I'm Rav Papias. Rav Papias says shemati kedivrei shnehan. I heard from my rebbeim that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are correct, depending on the case. Meaning he's machriya beneihem. Shamagdish beferush kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer. If a person says that he's being makdish his animals together with everything else, he says, my animals and everything else, I'm being makdish, then we follow Rabbi Eliezer, that the animals are treated the same as everything else. Makdish stam, but if a person is makdish stam, just he says, everything I own should be kadosh, and he doesn't mention the animals specifically, then we follow Rabbi Yeshua, and the animals are treated as kachem mizbeach, whereas everything else is treated as kachem bedek habayis. So today what we learned, just to review what we learned, Mishnayis Vav and Zayin is about what happens if a person is makdish his nechasim and among, so Mishnah Vav was if among his nechasim were spices that could be used for ketores, and Mishnah Zayin is if among his nechasim were animals that could be used for karbanos. So Mishnah Vav said if you have if he's makdish all of his nechasim, so it all becomes kachah ber gavais, and he has items that could be used for ketores, so you use that to pay the umnin so that it will become chulin. And Benazai said no, you can't just use that to pay the umnin. You have to pay the umnin money, then be mechalal on that money for the umnin to buy it back, and then it becomes chulin, and then you buy it back for the base hamikdash. And then in Mishnah Zayin we learned that if a person is makdish all of his nechasim, and there are animals that are right to be used on the mizbeach, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, you sell the male animals for korbanos ola, and the female animals for zivchei shlamim, and the money will the rest of the money will go to betek habayis. Whereas Rabbi Shua says the zecharim themselves could be used as korbanos ola. The nekevos should be sold for zivchei shlamim, and you'll use the money for korbanos ola, and the rest of the money will go to betek habayis. Rabbi Akiva said, you know, Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense because that Rabbi Eliezer is at least consistent. That if the guy says I'm being makdish my nechasim, so all nechasim are kadosh in the same way. Whereas Rabbi Shua does not make them all kadosh in the same way. So if Papia says, you know, I heard both opinions, but that both opinions are correct in different circumstances. If you specifically identify that you have animals when you are makdish, then Rabbi Eliezer is correct, and the animals are treated the same as all the other possessions. But if you didn't specifically identify that you have animals when you were makdish, then the animals are not treated the same as the other possessions. The animals actually become kachim mizbeach, and the rest of the possessions become kachim bedek habayis. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches.